Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Another visit with David Bellavia.
A lot's changed, Tim. A lot's changed.
Yes, it has. And Bellavia is hoping the overall efforts of his unit in Iraq isn't overshadowed by this honor for one small part of it.
I think there's a way that you can respect the award and this really humbling process, but also acknowledge that, you know, that's just a drop in the bucket for what went down in Iraq.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. Just days away now from the amazing honor for David Bellavia as the Commander-in-Chief bestows upon him the highest military honor of them all, the Medal of Honor. So how you doing, David?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm this has been just incredible. There's been so much support and, you know, again, I'm just trying to navigate through it and make everyone, you know, the Army has a lot on my plate, and I'm just trying to get through all of it.
David will be surrounded by the living members of his unit, family members of those who never came home, along with his family and some close friends.
Every guy that is still with us and the families of those that we lost, we've reached out to, and you know, you can imagine it. This is a pretty special occasion to be able to have the proximity to a president, the White House, all that good stuff. But I think most of them would go just to hang out again. I mean, we haven't really, life takes you in different directions. I haven't really seen a lot of these guys for 15 years. You know, just the Army and the wars and life, everything takes over. So and there's really not a lot of time to hang out like the old days, but that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Has the gravity of this settled with you any differently since we last talked? I mean, have you've had time, some time, to kind of digest the meaning of this award. Where's your head at?
I get a kick out of how just kind and excited Western New York is. That really is fun to watch it. You know, it still isn't real to me yet, but seeing, you know, Democrats, Republicans, people that normally don't agree on anything basically say that this is something that there is patriotism here. I'm seeing more veterans getting acknowledged for what they've done. It seems like folks are able to share it, and that's really the best thing that we could do is just to say, you know, remind young people that college is an option. You can get a job, or you can go to college and get a job and do something that really impacts all of us, and that's serve in the United States military.
Your message was loud and clear last week at that press conference when I was there about that, about service, and you were, you know, hopeful that more young people would take that step and serve the country as you did and are. I can tell that comes from the heart.
It is. I mean, I would love if there's one thing that could come out of this, if, you know, we could recruit an entire battalion of Western New Yorkers to serve and get a job skill and better themselves. I mean, they're really all the problems that we see out there. Every person, young or old, they need discipline, and they need to be, sometimes we have to be forced to be uncomfortable and forced out of our comfort zone in order to really grow as people. And, you know, basic training does that. And you live with people that you probably wouldn't live with. You hang out with people and break bread with people that you might never have crossed if we stay in our comfort zone. And we learn that that's a part of evolving as adults. And then, of course, the job itself is so crucial to our defense and our liberty. So I would love to see young people in Western New York answer their country's call.
I know you feel awkward in the moment with the attention, and I get that. I understand that. I know you well enough to believe that that is real. Next week, you know, when that award is bestowed upon you, you know, Western New York, the world, but Western New York will certainly be watching with a very close eye. They'll be listening to it on WBEN, watching it. How does it make you feel?
You mentioned it all. I mean, it's awkward. You never think in a million years that that this whatever this day would come. I mean, the first thing is that part of you is, it's obviously humbling and it's an incredible honor and you don't really know how to react to it. But the other part of me is also like, you know, this so much more of our tour that year was that night. And I don't want our unit or that year in Iraq to be taken over by what happened in Fallujah. There were battles all across Iraq. The Iraq war went on for a very long time. And there are stories all across it that are really incredible. And I think, you know, this has received attention and everyone's talking about it. But, you know, it's not the only story that is, you know, in Iraq. It's not the only thing my unit did. It's not the only thing that we did. And so I don't want it to just sort of set a shadow over everything that 2-2 Infantry of the 1st ID did. There are, you know, we have probably 65 guys wearing Silver Stars and above. We lost 37 men in that year. And we got into some really tough fights and we fought our way through it. So the one part of me that is most uncomfortable is when it seems to be dominating everything that our unit did or everything we did that year. And I think there's a way that you can respect the award and this really humbling process, but also acknowledge that, you know, that's just a drop in the bucket for what went down in Iraq.
All right. Is this day creeps closer, you know, some final perspective on how you're feeling. A lot of people would be nervous about going to the White
totally
House.
Nervous.
You know, how are you feeling in advance of making this trip and then making that walk into the White House for this?
I haven't worn this uniform in 15 years, right? So I'm not really feeling confident. I don't have the perfect head for a beret. You know what I mean? It's not my comfort zone. You know, I'm in my 40s, and the last time I was in that uniform, I was in my 20s. So, you know, a lot's changed, Tim. A lot's changed. I'm awkward, and I'm uncomfortable about that. The only thing is there's so much protocol. I mean, you know, you do facing movements and drill and ceremony, and you're doing it in a platoon of guys, and you screw up, it's not a big deal. But when you're doing a facing movement with the President of the United States, you know, an about face on a carpet is not easy to do anyway. But to do it on national television, you know, I don't want to screw anything up. I don't want to embarrass anyone. I don't want to, you know, zig when I should zag. I don't know. It's really way too, it's stressful.
You'll do great. And I'm honored to be there. I'll be there and, you know, I wasn't in the military, so I guess I don't salute, but I'll be proud and, represent Western New York, and you'll do just fine.
Well, you know, friends and family are definitely coming, and you know, it's just seeing the White House and all the history that was in the White House alone to me is just a blast. I mean, so Lincoln was there, and you know, all the different presidents before. You know, the current president. So the history is there, the moment is there, but I get to be with my friends again and my family, and that's really special.
Congratulations, sir.
Thanks.
Full team coverage beginning Tuesday morning on WBEN.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.